Good morning. Sean Aquiline and Milo the dog is here with me. Now, in the studio with me is Patty Larson from Community Connections. Hello, Patty.
Good morning, Sean and Milo.
Now, Patty, I thought we'd do something a little different as we're now getting closer and closer to the winter season. Now, most folks know what the Community Connections in Revelstoke is and the great programming that you guys have, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the food bank specifically and ask you a few questions about it.
For sure.
Now, how long have you been a part of Community Connections and a part of the food bank under that umbrella?
I was hired actually under the umbrella of Family and Youth Resources 15 years ago. So I was brought in at the very beginning after a feasibility study had been completed in the community with social groups, and they identified a food bank was needed, and I was subsequently hired in September 2000.
And since that time, have you seen it grow substantially?
We absolutely have grown substantially. We started out as a small, once-a-month, non-perishable hamper, helping about 50 people. We've grown to a full-on weekly food bank with a weekly hamper, bread, milk, produce, fruit, everything you can possibly imagine, personal care items, pet food, of course, and it has substantially grown. Our numbers, we have about 300 households registered with about 110 that are active throughout the year. So we help upwards of, 250 adults, 75 children, and they can visit every week.
Now, what are some of the programs that are outside of Community Connections that you guys have now created some synergy amongst each other to make the food bank work as well as make their not-for-profit float a little bit better in the community?
Absolutely. We work really closely with BearAware. We work really closely with the NCES and the local food initiatives. We co-host the gleaning program. We've recently hired Melissa Hemphill as our local food security coordinator with a small contract through Columbia Basin Trust, looking at all food security issues. So that's been really helpful. We partner with the Volunteer Fire Rescue Society and firefighters. They help us with the food drive. The RCMP helps with the food drive. It's a big community push in September. We do the holiday train in December, and all of the firefighters come out and do a big fundraiser and collect food for the food bank. So we're really well looked after by the community and sponsored by the community.
Now, one of the things about a food bank is in any community, it can draw some negative attention. Where does the food come from? Where does it go? Who's accepting it? What are the rules and regulations to receiving food? And of course, there's always a stigma, is, are my donations going to someone that shouldn't be getting those donations? And I know that that's been a concern for you, and that's why we're in here talking about it. So let's pretend I don't know anything about the food bank. If I go and I give a handful of food from my pantry to the hamper, where does that food go to? What is the process? And how do people apply for it? And who are truly eligible for the food that is donated by the community that are willing to give up food for others?
So we do receive a lot of donated food, but we also purchase 75% of our food on an annual basis, and those purchases are all done locally. We try and share between Coopers and Southside. We do a lot of purchasing. We have really good purchasing power with our cash donations. So if someone comes in to apply, we have a conversation, and typically that happens with me. We have a conversation. We have an interview process. We have an application process. We require and ask for identification to ensure that we know who we're dealing with. We ask for proof of income, proof of residence, so we can establish that they are community members, who they are. And by having that interview and that conversation, not only can we help them with food, maybe there's housing issues they've identified, or medical issues, or mental health issues, or they're struggling with addiction issues. So it's not just about the food. We can identify if they have children and be able to provide weekly kid snacks. So there's a number of things over and above food that we can do, and food is the basic. It's a basic need. So we do an application process. It's filed, all their information. We have an extensive interview process with them. So I can guarantee the public that all the donations that come in are being well utilized. All of the donations, cash and food, are being used to help our clients in the best possible way.
One of the concerns that I know that folks would have is the money donations going to go to food that's going to go back to folks that are from Revelstoke in the local community that do need some assistance, and not folks coming from out of town for a short window period, generally during a snow season? and they benefit from the thoughtful side of the community that does make cash and food donations.
Exactly. And this is the time of year where those concerns are always escalated because of the snow coming, the different types of people that are coming to Revelstoke. So I can assure you, while we try and help everyone, we're very aware of the transient population and the different groups of people that are coming through. So we use our application process. I use my 15 years of experience interviewing people and talking to people. If people indicate they're truly in need, then yes, we're going to help them. We're not going to judge them. We don't want to turn people away, but we have to be fiscally responsible with our food, with our money, and with our volunteer time. So we try our absolute best to manage everything that we have.
For an example, if an individual came in and they were here for the month of November till April, they didn't have a lot of income, but they had a ski pass for the season, would they be eligible for that type of, I'll call it thoughtfulness, as part of the hamper? I think sometimes, as we've read on certain websites, there's always negative comments about that. How much of that is true and how much of that is really kind of taken in a small sense and blown out of proportion?
Well, I can tell you in all honesty, and I know the big population that takes a real hit in this community is the Aussies. And that's what I hear all the time. That's the concern that's expressed to me. And I can honestly say, in 15 years, we've never had one Australian accessing the food bank. Why people choose the Australians, I have no idea. I've had people volunteering with me. We have other populations that do come through with ski passes and wearing Arc'teryx and beautiful coats and boots that our clients can't afford. So it's all an interview process. It's all talking to people and making them realize. And if you're ever down there, I have a whole process that I go through with people and ask them about their budgeting. If you're able to come here, buy a pass, pay rent, damage deposit, why don't you have a budget for food? We have that whole discussion. They may leave with a very small amount of maybe a loaf of bread and a jar of peanut butter, something, but that'll be a one-time, use my discretion, doesn't happen very frequently. And there are times when we have had to pull away from service because circumstances that people are in have caused me to pull services away on very, very few people. But there has been specific reasons when I've done that.
Would you say by and large that there is a portion of this community that have a skewed version of the food bank under Community Connections umbrella, and that unfortunately that's not the reality in which people think it is run?
Absolutely. I think I have grown a really positive reputation for the food bank. You know, with Community Connections, we've worked really hard as a team, as a staff, and as a group of volunteers to ensure that all of our services are managed properly. And in particular, because the food bank receives a lot of publicity, we need to be responsible to our public, and we do manage things in a responsible manner. I hope that the negativity will subside. I think it will always be there, and I can only stress, all I can say is if people have concerns, questions, comments, call me, email me. It's on our website. Don't address them in a public manner. That's not helpful to anyone. If that was you that have been making negative comments and find yourself in a situation where you need to access the food bank, would you like to stand outside in the cold, in the snow, in the wet, or in the summertime when it's hot, to stand out in public in full view of everybody driving by to wait to access the food bank? How would that make you feel? Would you like to feel welcomed? Of course you would. Would you like people to make judgments about you? Absolutely not. All I can say is, you know, we're there, we're open every week. We try and be as helpful as we can while being responsible.
And one final thing, why do you work under Community Connections and why do you have such a passion for the food bank?
That's interesting. I volunteered actually at a food bank here in 1986 to 1988 that was set up because of Downey Timber. There were some real struggles financially with the families that were working for Downey. I got involved back in 1986 for a couple of years until the food bank wasn't needed anymore. I worked in finance for 25 years, so I'm dealing with a lot of the same people that I saw at the bank every day that I'm now seeing at the food bank. I have a lot of the same people coming to see me to donate that were my clients back more than 25 years ago. I've lived here all my life. I believe in the food bank. I believe in helping people. I believe in not being judgmental. I wake up every day and I'm grateful for what I have. I hope that we can make that little bit of difference for people, that they don't have to worry about every single thing in their life, for from basic food to housing to how are they going to fit into the community in a social way.
So for you, Community Connections Food Bank really is a beat in the pulse of the heart of Revelstoke.
Absolutely. We're here. We're not going anywhere. We're always available.
Thank you for coming in, Patty, and to kind of shedding a little bit more light on the shadows of what is perceived about the Community Food Bank here in Revelstoke.
Thank you.